We've been exploring this theme using four words that we find in Scripture. And now those four words are banished, wandering, longing, and home. Let me say that again. Banished, wandering, longing, and home. And we learned at the beginning of this series that God created a perfect world for us. It was a beautiful world in the garden. And he put Adam and Eve in the garden. And they had perfect fellowship with God. But then we were banished. There's our first word. We were banished from that home because of sin. And then as a result, we spent our lives wandering from God and from his ways on this earth. And then we found in our last message that God has built a longing into our hearts, deep into our hearts, a longing for God and a longing to be restored to our true home with God. And that really brings us to our final word now this evening as we cap off the series. And this is the simple word, home. Home. God sent Jesus at Christmas in order to bring us home to him. So in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, I'm going to read verses 1 and 2 and verse 14. Hear now the word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is God's holy word. Let us pray. Well, dear Lord, as we look into your word tonight, as we look for a word about Christmas, Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts about Jesus and how Jesus is indeed our true and eternal home. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When I graduated from college at the age of 22, I left my home. There's our theme, right? I left my home in Massachusetts, and I moved out to Los Angeles, California. Packed up my 1977 VW Rabbit with everything I owned. Wasn't that much. Drove over cross country, had a lot of adventures along the way, and started out working in L.A. And December rolled around, and boy, was I missing home and family. But funds were low. There was no way to get back. It's like, I'm going to be away from home for the first time for Christmas. And then God did something amazing. It was the last couple weeks leading up to Christmas, and the Lord blessed me with some freelance work. Just came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, had some money. So I booked that flight home. Didn't tell anyone I was coming. Booked the flight, got off the airport, hopped a train, took the train to the train station, called the cab. Told the cab, drop me off at the bottom of the street. I didn't even want him to drop me off at the house. So there I was with my luggage at the bottom of the street. It's Massachusetts, north of Boston. It's cold. There's snow on the ground, snow in the air. And I just started walking up that old familiar street that I grew up on as a kid. And as I did, it was just the most wonderful feeling, knowing that I was approaching my parents' home, where I would find warmth and fellowship and family. And I got there. I didn't even bother knocking. I knew the back door would be unlocked. So I just opened the back door and called out, "Hello!" My mom and dad came running. My mom just hugged me forever. And after all the shouting and the screaming was over, it's Christmas, and I'm home. And you know, there's really nothing like being home for Christmas, is there? It's such a wonderful, wonderful thing. And that's really what tonight's message is all about. It's really what our whole series has been about for this month of December. We are all far from our true home with God. But what did God do? God sent Jesus at Christmas in order to bring us home to him. And that's really what Christmas is all about. And I want us to look at three aspects of home from the Bible tonight. All three have to do with Jesus. And they are simply this. There's an outline in your bulletin if you want to take that out to follow along. But here are three things we want to look at tonight. Number one, Jesus left his home, his perfect home in heaven. Number two, then Jesus made his home with us here on earth. And then number three, Jesus will take us home to be with him forever. So first of all, Jesus left his perfect home in heaven. We looked at these verses earlier, but let me read them to you again from John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Now, that's how the Gospel of John starts out. When you first start reading the Gospel of John, that first chapter, you read those verses and you're not sure who or what this word is supposed to be, right? But as you continue reading, it becomes very clear that John is speaking about Jesus. That it's Jesus who was with God in the beginning. Jesus who was God. And Jesus was with God because he was with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And Jesus was God because Jesus is God the Son. And of course, we're dealing with a mystery here. It's a mystery that we call the Trinity, that from the very beginning, from all of eternity past, God has existed as one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so John's telling us right here at the start of his gospel that Jesus is part of that Holy Trinity, that Jesus' life did not begin at Bethlehem. It didn't begin when he was born at Bethlehem, but that Jesus has always existed in perfect harmony with God the Father, with God the Holy Spirit, as God the Son. Jesus was with God, and he was God in the beginning. And then the Gospel of John also tells us that Jesus came from the Father and that he was returning to the Father. We read this in John 13:3. It says that Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. Or Jesus himself, he says in John 16:28, he puts it about as plainly as you can put it. He says, I came from the Father and I entered the world. Now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father. You see, Jesus had a perfect home in heaven. We talked about how beautiful the Garden of Eden was in our first message. What a beautiful home God gave Adam and Eve. But Jesus had a perfect home in heaven. He lived in perfect relationship with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit in a perfect place without any sin or trouble or sorrow. Jesus created all things, and he continually received worship and praise in heaven from the angels and all of the other heavenly beings that he created. He was constantly with his Father in glory. And when Jesus left heaven to enter our world, please know this, he was leaving a place of absolute beauty and perfection. So that's the first thing we want to learn about home for Christmas this evening. Jesus left his home. He left his perfect home in heaven. And then secondly, Jesus made his new home now with us on earth. You see, before Jesus could take us home to be with him, he first had to come to earth to make his home with us. And so we read in John 1:14, we read this verse a little bit earlier too, that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh. This now is a second mystery about God that we encounter in these verses. The first mystery is that Jesus was with God and was God, right? That's the mystery of the Trinity. Now we encounter the mystery of the incarnation, that God the Son somehow became flesh. And the incarnation is really the heart of the Christmas story. The eternal Son of God who has lived through all of eternity and who has made all things, he was born into our world as a human baby. And when he was born into our world as a baby, he didn't stop being God. And he wasn't just partially human, he was fully human, fully God, fully human. Truly God, truly man at the incarnation. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And that phrase, made his dwelling, very interesting phrase. In the original language, it's a word that literally means tent or, very important here, tabernacle. Tabernacle. Well, what was the tabernacle? The tabernacle was the place where God dwelt among his people in the Old Testament. And now we learn that God made his dwelling among us in a human body made of flesh in the New Testament. Jesus left his perfect home in heaven. He became flesh, and he made his dwelling among us. And then Jesus did something truly amazing. He offered up his flesh, the flesh that he took on at Christmas, at the incarnation, he offered up his flesh for the life of the world. Listen to John 6:51. Jesus is speaking here. And Jesus says this, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And this bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. You see, Jesus became flesh so that he could offer up his flesh so that we could have life through him. And this is another amazing truth of Christmas, that the child who was born in Bethlehem was born to die. He was born to die. He came into the world with a set purpose already in place. The baby born in Bethlehem would one day go to the cross as a man to die for our sins so that we could be forgiven. It's interesting, the name Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, that name Bethlehem literally means house of, does anybody know? House of
bread.
That's right, house of bread. Jesus just said what? He is the living bread who came down from heaven. And so the manger in Bethlehem cradled the bread of heaven who gave his flesh for the life of the world. Jesus left his perfect home with God in heaven. He made his home with us on earth. He became flesh. He made his dwelling among us. He offered up his flesh at the cross for the life of the world. And oh, how Jesus longed to return to the Father when his work was done. It was the night before Jesus went to the cross. He had walked this dusty planet now for over 30 years as a man. During the last 3 years of his life, he had gathered his disciples, he had taught the people, and now he met with his disciples in the upper room. He washed their feet, he shared a Passover meal with them, he taught them, and he prayed for them, and he prayed with them, and he prayed this prayer to the Father. We find this in John 17, verses 4 and 5. He prayed this, he said, "Father, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." Now, when Jesus prays this, he's not yet gone to the cross. But as far as Jesus was concerned, it was as good as done. Because Jesus knew all that would happen next. That night, he would be betrayed in the garden. And the next day, he would go to the cross to offer up his flesh for the life of the world. His work on earth would finally be completed. And he would finally be able to return to the Father. And so he prays, "Father, glorify me. Glorify me in your presence with the glory I shared with you before the world began." You see, Jesus came from God, and he was returning to God. And he made his home here with us on earth. He became flesh. And then he offered up his flesh for you and for me. And how he longed to return to the Father when his work was done. Now there's one more part about Home for Christmas tonight. And it's the very best part. That's right, we've saved the very best for last. The first part is what? Jesus left his perfect home in heaven. The second part, Jesus made his home here with us on earth. But the best part is this, is that Jesus will take us home to be with him forever. And you see, it was on that same night before Jesus went to the cross, he also told his disciples this in John 14, some of the most beautiful and comforting words of Scripture. He said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. And I'll take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." And so just as God created a perfect home for Adam and Eve in the garden, in the same way, Jesus is preparing a perfect home for you and me in heaven. And if Jesus has already gone there to prepare a place for us, then you know that he's coming back. And he's going to take us to be with him, that we might be with him forever. Now, one of Jesus' disciples, Thomas, was a little confused by what Jesus was saying here, especially that part where Jesus said, "You know the way to the place where I'm going." And so we're going to pick this up again in John 14, verses 5 and 6. Thomas is confused. Thomas says to him, he says, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Because you see, there's only one way. Only one way to be home with God forever. And that is through Jesus. Jesus died on the cross to make a way back for us. What's the best part of home for Christmas? Jesus will take us home to be with him forever. And he's already getting the place ready for us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so the biblical story, and indeed the Christmas story, both begins and ends at home. It begins with God and man at home in the garden. And it ends with God and man at home in the new heaven and new earth. The true meaning of Christmas is that God sent his Son to bring us home to be with him forever. What were our four words? We were banished from our original home with God because of sin. As a result, we spent our lives wandering in sin, far from God. But God has set eternity in our hearts, and so we're all longing. We long for our true home with God in heaven. So what did God do? God sent Jesus at Christmas in order to bring us home to him. Apart from Christ, we are lost in our sin. We are banished from our true home forever. But Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to be home with God forever. God sent Jesus at Christmas so that we could go home with him. Amen. Let us pray. Well, dear Lord, I can't think of anything better than being home for Christmas. And our Lord, it's an invitation that you give us even tonight. Lord, I pray if there's anyone here tonight who's never trusted in you, they've heard your name, they know the Christmas story, they've heard how you died on the cross for their sins, and yet they've never surrendered their life to you. Lord, I pray that tonight would be the night that they come home for Christmas, home to you, home to the salvation that you offer us in Christ. Lord, you've told us we just need to pray a simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I know I don't deserve to go to heaven, but I believe Jesus is the Son of God and that Jesus died on the cross for my sins so that I could go home with God forever. And so, Jesus, tonight, I trust in you. I put my faith in you. I believe that you are the Son of God born on Christmas Day. I believe that you are my Savior. And I give my life to you. And if you prayed that prayer tonight, not only will God bring you home to be with him, but now Jesus is going to come and make a home in your heart through the Holy Spirit. And this will certainly be the very best Christmas ever. Thank you, Lord. I pray that we all would know what it means to be home for Christmas, home in the warmth and the fellowship of your love for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.